Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
As families across the country process the aftermath of the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, plus the other unexpected shootings and overdoses and all of the stuff that create major trauma in kids, would you like some tips? Well, Betsy Linnell, an assistant professor of psychology at Cedarville University in Ohio and a licensed professional clinical counselor, we're going to give you some tips today. If you are caring for children and you want to help them through their trauma and these experiences. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Betsy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Share about trauma and how insidious it is. And maybe parents don't even know that their kids are experiencing trauma.
Yeah, it is definitely something that a lot of our children are experiencing and your grandchildren are experiencing. We recognize that children go through different events, but a lot of times we don't recognize that they are feeling unsafe. And so the tips that I'll share today, I probably will actually use an acronym that I've used with many, many clients. And that acronym is just the word safety. Because what we need to do is create safety. They've experienced something that's unsettled them. In a lot of ways, when they're unsettled, we become unsettled. And so we want to recreate a sense of safety for our children.
Research tells us that one caring adult in the life of a child allows them to weather through the worst of adversity. Is that true?
It is. And it's also biblically true that we are created in God's image to walk beside one another. And scientific research actually backs that up, that the children that have a caring adult in their lives are much more likely to be able to develop what they call post-traumatic growth, or PTG, and that's just a fancy word for the reality that we see in James, where God tells us that the trials of life produce perseverance and allow us to grow. And so obviously our God doesn't ever want a child to suffer, but our God is sovereign, and because suffering is in the world, he has created a way in which it actually causes them to grow when they have trusting adults walking with them.
Wow. Safety tips. Betsy, what are they?
So S is just slow down. We all know crisis makes us feel like it's an emergency. Our child comes to us and we want to quick fix. And we have to remind ourselves that we need to slow down and kind of stop that adrenaline. There's a reason scripture says, be still and know that I am Lord. We just need to slow down. And then A is accept where the child's at. Acknowledge that this is difficult. Accept their feelings, even the hardest ones. We want to normalize the feelings. One thing I say in my classes, though, is that feelings are real. Feelings don't constitute reality. And what I mean by that is that a child might feel like nobody loves them, or they might feel like everybody is against them, when in reality, a lot of people love them. But we have to let them process the feeling and not minimize that while also reminding them of the truth.
So how do you do that?
One of the biggest ways is just continually to bring them back to Christ. And so when we acknowledge and accept where they are, we're not saying that they're going to be stuck there. And so F then, after we've acknowledged the feeling, is we want to focus on what's true, but we also want to focus on the future. And so we want to refocus our kiddos on what we know as truth. Hopefully parents, grandparents, you've been walking with the Lord and you've been spending time in his word and you've been doing these 10 days of prayer and you've been trying to really focus in on what God says is true. And our kids need to see that. They need to be able to focus not on what has changed because of this event, but what is still true.
Not relativism. But what is really
not relativism, not my definitional truth that I say is true, but what the Word of God says is true. And so it's interesting because we slow down, we accept them where they are, we focus on the future, we encourage them, E, encourage them to express those emotions in safe and healthy ways. So in addition to accepting them, we also have to give kids a chance to express them. And we know kids are messy when they express feelings. They don't always do it in the cleanest of ways. Sometimes we're like, oh my goodness, this child is breaking things. He's yelling at me. And it's hard because we want to also set limits, but we need to give them safe ways to express their feelings, whether that's through art, whether that's through sports. I know my own daughter has been through some hard things, and she loves to go outside and just shoot baskets. And she will go outside for half an hour and use that to calm down and be able to get herself through it. But we have to give them a chance to express those emotions in ways that it doesn't get all bottled up and messy. And so that helps them to feel safe. But then what you and I are doing right now is the next part. T is to let them talk it out. Kids, and it's in child-friendly language, but giving them a place where they can talk about what they're feeling. If parents don't know how to do that with them, being willing to ask a mentor in the church or even a professional counselor or someone who is trained in trauma and understands how that manifests in a child, be willing to talk to others about what your kiddo is experiencing, what you're experiencing, talking it out to the Lord, spending time in prayer, not neglecting that there's a whole disconnect sometimes because the church feels ill-equipped for trauma. And in reality, the church is one of the best equipped for trauma because we know the God who can heal and the God who explains some of these things.
Betsy, do you think people fear and that's why they don't really go into those feelings with their children?
Oh, absolutely. Emotions are messy. There's a trite saying that we learned in grad school in my clinical practice, but it holds true and it rings true even biblically that in order to heal it, you really have to let yourself feel it. But we a lot of times want to almost too quickly jump to the truth. And we have a God who did both. I mean, if you look at the stories in the Bible, he knew he was going to heal Lazarus. He knew. He's God. And yet Jesus wept. And I think sometimes we have that story to show us that sometimes we need to weep before the healing can come. We need to grieve and really let ourselves process through. I mean, the Psalms are full of laments. We lament, and then we praise God. And so I think that talking it out, sometimes we try to jump over that step, and we want to skip ahead and be like, okay, I'm done. I don't have to talk this out. I'm just going to bottle it up and put it away, but then it's going to come back.
Betsy Linnell, an assistant professor of psychology at Cedarville University in Ohio, is my guest. All right, we're talking about SAFETY, an acronym to help you help your kids or grandchildren. Maybe you're a teacher and you've got kids in your class who have been through great trauma who you'd like to help. Betsy, go on with your acronym.
Yeah, I want to just review. So far we've done S for slow down, letting yourself just slow it down. A for accept your child where they are right now. F for focus on what's true and focus on the future. E to encourage them to express those feelings. And T to talk it out. And then finally, what I feel like is the most important for my listeners right now, Y stands for you. You, the adult in this child's life, are the absolute most important part of their healing. You are the one that can lead them back to Christ, that can affirm them that God is still there, that he is present, that you are going to be able to help them walk through this adversity. And so I really want to encourage my listeners that even if you have absolutely no training in trauma, you have training in trauma just by living on this life and just by living in this fallen world that we are in. You have walked through some things that you can use to help this kiddo walk through whatever they're facing.
So parents shouldn't be afraid to deal with this topic. How do you start?
Well, you know, I gave you a long acronym, SAFETY. The simpler one is just the three C's. Where you start is with three C's to weather any storm. It's comfort, consistency, and communication.
Comfort, consistency, and communication.
Mm-hmm. And we all, hopefully, are trying to do those three on a regular basis in every aspect of parenting. From the moment that little baby comes into our life, or in my case, I adopted a child when she was a little older, from the moment she came, I was looking for ways to make her feel comforted. So a dog, a stuffed animal, her favorite blanket, knowing what her favorite foods are. For her, we have silly little hand signals that we do to each other. For some kids, it's just a hug, or it's a favorite drink, or doing something that's like familiar to them. And so parents know how to comfort their kids naturally. In the moments of trauma, they need that comfort even more. And then consistency, likewise, hopefully at home, your kiddos have a routine. They know what to expect from you. They know that when you say something, that's what you mean, and that when you are going to follow through on something. And one of the biggest mistakes I've seen sometimes, I worked with a lot of children at a child advocacy center near me, and a lot of the children, the parents, felt so badly for what the trauma had done in their lives that they kind of stopped disciplining negative behaviors, and that actually caused the children to do even worse, because the children first had something hard happen to them and then saw their parents treating them differently, and it made it like twice as heavy for the child. The child really needed the consistent, oh, I can depend on this. I'm going to be in trouble for doing this. Mom and dad are staying the same. At least something in my life is consistent. And so I encourage parents, keep that biblical discipline, what you are choosing to do with your child, in place. That obviously is a whole different conversation between you and the Lord, but being consistent with who you have been. And then the last one that I shared was communication. We don't want to give our kids too much information. You might have heard this story before, but I believe, correct me if I was wrong, it's either Corrie Ten Boom or Helen Keller, and I can't remember which one. But there's a story of one of them being in a train station and wanting to pick up their luggage. And their parents said, you can't carry that yet. It's too heavy for you. I'll carry it. And that is just kind of that picture of sometimes children aren't quite ready for all of the information, but we can communicate and answer the questions they do ask us.
Betsy Linnell has been my guest, assistant professor of psychology at Cedarville University in Cedarville, Ohio, and a licensed professional clinical counselor. If people want to review these tips, the safety tips and the three C's, you can always listen to this show again at botradionetwork.com, St. Louis Page, Encounter, Judy Redlich. Thanks a lot for joining me, and I hope these tips have helped you and will give you the courage to help your kids or grandkids through trauma. Judy Redlich, this has been Encounter.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.